Quick, turn up the sound.
You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio. Let's get back to Barely Legal. Once again, here's Robin Earl and David Spada.
Okay, we're back here with the Barely Legal Show. We've got about 15 minutes to wrap up here. So, David, we're going to have a little fun here because the loser of this is going to take the other two out for a steak dinner. And I kind of like the Wildfire, or what's one of your better steak establishments?
You got Morton's.
Gibson's, Morton's.
If I lose, it might end up being, Chili's or Friday's. Yeah, they got steaks there.
We're not going to, we don't want no tube steaks either, man.
Yeah, how about?
You want Portillo's tube steaks, you know? Okay, let's do this because I've got my notepad out here. Hold on one second.
They open against the Packers on Sunday night, September 13th. So, Robin, could you go up there if you want and watch the game, or they won't give you tickets?
Are you kidding me? I'd rather enjoy the comforts of my beautiful 70-inch HD TV and watch it at my convenient having a cold old duels.
Just have your boy Mark Murphy give you some tickets up in the box.
There we go. There we go.
That's
okay.
A president organization that didn't stand us up who came on with us.
Okay, here we go. Andy, Green Bay, win or lose?
We'd win that game only because of the 3-4 from the 4-3 switch.
David.
I think we're going to win that game because Lovey tends to get these guys up for the opening game. He plans for this game. He doesn't care about the preseason.
You know what? I'm going to make it 3 in a row here. Lovey does have a tendency. He's got a great record against the Packers. It's going to be a tough one now because it's going to be, the Packer crowd up there going to be crazy. Opening game, it's going to be a tough one.
They got no running backs.
I think only because of the fact that the Bears were so embarrassed last year up in Lambeau. They got something to prove, and I think Jay Cutler will be the difference. All right, next week, opener, Pittsburgh. How do you see that one, Andy?
I see us losing only by a slim margin. Obviously, the addition of Vicky Hood over there. We're going to lose by 3.
Okay.
I got us winning that game again. I mean, I think the Bear defense is a come out opener. They always do good in home openers and knock Roethlisberger out of the game here, and they'll be 2-0.
Yeah, the only reason I'm going to put a W on that one, too, is the fact that the Bears very, very, very rarely lose that opener at Soldier Field. It's going to be a good one, though. It's a sellout. I wonder what the scalper is going to get for those tickets.
Big money.
Big, big, big money. Okay, week 3 at Seattle. Andy?
Seattle's going to be a tough one. Obviously, they're my sleeper with TJ Hoonsmanzada over there. I think we win that game, though.
David?
I think we're going to lose that game. They got Hasselbeck, who's old, and Gimpy, a quarterback. Hoonsmanzada is 32, 33 years old. I mean, he had a couple big years, but last year was his biggest year again. Free agent. I think he did the same thing Muhammad did. He had a big year, like 31, 32 years old, and then it's all downhill from there.
Well, Seattle, that's my hometown. That wouldn't be a bad trip to take out there to see my mom and dad, but I'm going to put Bears. I may just have 16 Bears victories.
You're doing a Doug Buffon here.
But no, I like the only problem there is traveling out to the West Coast and so forth, but I like the Bears in that one. Okay. Then we come back home against Detroit.
Just put a win down for everybody.
Bears for Andy, David, Bears, Robin, Bears. Okay, let's go. We got a bye week, and then we go to Atlanta. Hot Atlanta. Andy?
We win that game.
Okay.
David? We're going to win that game. Shot their quarterback, sophomore Jinx, not shot Matt Ryan.
Okay, you know what? That'll be my first L right there. For some sneaky suspicion, we go 4 in a row. A little bit of a letdown. Of course, we were going up against a good quarterback out there and so forth. But I've got to remember, we got Jay Cutler now. That makes all the difference in the world. Okay.
Good, though.
All right. At Cincinnati. Andy?
Bears win that game.
Okay, Dave?
I'm going to put Bears win, but it's going to be a tough game. I think Carson Palmer's going to put up some numbers, and Ocho Cinco is going to do well. And I think Cedric, if he's still running, is going to want to get some revenge against the Bears and put up 100 yards rushing.
Yeah, my only fear factor there, of course, is their quarterback and our defensive secondary. Oh, you got it.
Robin put me down for a loss for Seattle. I hadn't winning that game.
No, you said loss.
No, I said win.
Okay.
They got that gimpy
guy. You got all W so far. Okay, I like a W against the Bungles. Okay. All right. Now we come home for a couple. We got Cleveland at home.
Chalk me up for a win on Cleveland.
Okay. Win. David, win.
Enough said.
Bears. Okay, I don't know. Who has Cleveland decided who their starting quarterback is yet?
Between Quinn and Derek Anderson.
Okay. All right. Quinn, I guess, it was his job to lose, but I heard he wasn't doing all that well. Okay, now the
Chicago Cardinals.
The defending NFC champs, Arizona. How does that one size up, Andy?
I think we lose that game.
Okay, David?
Good margin, but we lose.
How do you like that one?
I'm going to have us with a win against the Cardinals here. I mean, I think Kurt Warner is 39 years old. Again, this is when quarterbacks tend to break down, and I don't know if the backup Matt Leinart's ready.
Well, I'm going to put an L there. Okay. It's going to be a tough game, but I think the Cardinals pull that one off only because of their great, Fitzgerald. I love that wide receiver, man. He is an awesome stud.
Yes,
okay. Then we travel out to San Francisco with Mr. Mike Singletary and Big Al Harris on the coaching staff. A couple of my former teammates. How does that one size up, boys?
Win.
Spank them. Blow out.
I like that one too.
I think the players are going to revolt against Singletary by then with his practice habits.
Okay, now we
have a team left.
All right, we come home to Philadelphia. Tough game.
Very tough game. I got us winning that by a field goal.
And it looks like it's a 7:20 p.m. must be a Sunday night game.
It is.
Yeah.
So you get to see Al Michaels call the game with Chris Collinsworth, who's doing an excellent job.
Andy, how do you see that one?
I see us winning by 3.
Okay. David?
I see us losing that game because Donovan McNabb gives us fits, and then you got Michael Vick and you got Westbrook. That team is loaded. Philly scares me.
Okay, so David fell off the bear wagon there. Okay, I'm going to put an L in there also. I just got a hunch that, at that point in time, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 and 3 at that point will be good, but I've got an L in that column. Okay. Oh, ho, ho, ho. Brett Farr up in Minnesota. What do you like there?
I like Chicago.
You like Chicago. David?
I got us losing. The Peterson scares me at running back, and they got Berrien, and they got the rookie receiver there. I mean, they're going to be tough.
Yeah, that's the toughest stretch of the season right now because that'll be another loss, and that will be 3 out of 4. But guess what? We got the medicine coming at home, and that will be the St. Louis Rams.
St. Louis might as well stay home because that'll be a blowout.
Okay, David?
I got him winning that game big.
Yep, so do I. Absolutely. Okay, now the showdown, and this will be a showdown. Could be for the division title. One of the games, the swinging part of it, will be Green Bay at home.
I got Chicago on that game.
Okay, David?
I got us losing that game. I think they're down for a letdown. They're going to lose 3 out of 4. That's my 3 out of 4.
Okay, I'm going to put a win in the win column there. Very tough to beat Green Bay twice 1 year, but I think Lovie Smith's going to do it. Now we got a toughie going out to Baltimore.
I think we lose that game.
I got us winning that game. That Baltimore defense is getting old, and they still got some uncertainty at quarterback.
Yeah, that's true, but defense wins championships, and I do like Baltimore's defense. So I'm going to put a loss in that category. Now we get Minnesota at home.
We win that game. I think Adrian Peterson will be hurt by November 29th.
Boy, what a stud. Did you see that 75-yard run he had Monday night?
This guy reminds me of Earl Campbell and Bo Jackson.
That's
the same
right.
thing, a
yep.
big, fast running back.
No slouch behind him either with Chester Taylor.
Absolutely not. What do you got there, David?
I got him losing that game.
Okay. I've got the Bears on that one. And we finish up at Detroit. What a nice game to finish up because if it's definitely a must win, looks like we might be in pretty good shape.
Put a win down for, I think, everybody, right, Andy?
Yeah. I'm going to put a win across the board. Okay. So let's take a look at this a second, Andy. All right. Andy's got 1, 2, 3 losses. So 13-3. Okay. David's got all these W's. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4. So he's got 12-4. And Robin has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, so that should be interesting. We're all a little bit different. Andy, you're leading the bear wagon at 13-3. David's got him at 12-4 and me at 11-5. I know who's going to be buying a steak dinner here. That'll make up for that free phone I'll give you anyway, Andy.
I knew that was coming.
I mean, but with this, I want to go into Devin Hester some more. Everybody talks about field position being the key. And he showed it last week by returning that punt. He got down to the 4 or 5 yard line here. Why don't the Bears let him concentrate on that? Because if he could get to the 50 yard line, or if they start kicking the ball like they did 2 years ago out of bounds, the Bears get the ball close to midfield. They don't have to make that many first downs, and they'll put up some serious points. Why don't they let this guy just concentrate on kicks and punts? Do you think it's going to happen this year? This guy is going to be a receiver the whole year.
He's a receiver, no doubt. No doubt. And here's why. Take him out of the equation. What do you got receiving-wise? You know, at least with him at the receiving end of the offense, you've got a guy that is a potential playmaker every time he touches the ball. He's going to have more opportunity, I think, on the receiving side, obviously, with the new rules coming in with the wedge block on the kickoff coverage. That's going to play a role as far as how many kickoff returns are actually returned for touchdowns. You watch, this year will be lower than historically it's ever been.
Yeah, you know, here was my thought process here, Andy, and here's, you know what, if the Bears lose the toss, okay, and the defense is out there, put him on that first punt return, no question about it. If they win the coin toss, put him on the kickoff return. Okay, because he's fresh, he's ready to go, and so forth. But it's very difficult if he's out there running, you know, receiver routes and going downfield and so forth. And that's when I think he was having some issues last year. He just, you know, didn't have his legs under him.
Plus, he was thinking too much. He had to worry about what the offensive plays were, where he was going to run, where he's supposed to basically be set up here. And again, like you said, he was tired. He had too much in that head of his. Let him just concentrate on one or two things. I think colors would get upset at him that he's not catching the ball, not running the right routes, and I think Carr's just going to forget about him. He was frustrated after the first game with Hester, and he let it be known.
Yeah.
You know what? I really believe, you know, we all talk about the receiving core and so forth. You know, Jay Cutler is going to make this band of receivers really good. I really believe that. They're going to improve. They're going to get better. I think Earl Bennett's going to step up and have a great year this year, and it's Brandon Rodeau, even though some people say he's on the bubble. I don't think so. He's going to make this team. And I, you know what? It could be one of those magical years like it was in 06. Remember, we just kind of kept pinching ourselves going, how the hell they went 4-0? Then he went 5-0, 6-0, 7-0, until they had the little brain fart against the Dolphins at home or whomever it was. But, you know, it's just, I think it's going to be one of these wild and wacky Jay Cutler pulling him out the skin of his butt at the end of the games. And that's why we brought this franchise quarterback to the game. Anyway. We are about ready to wrap up. Good job today, David. We had to scramble a little bit.
The boat didn't sink.
We didn't sink. Thanks. And guess what? We're going to be back next week. This is the Barely Legal Show. I want to thank Andy Mesaviv, our great sideline reporter, David, and of course, the other David behind the glass. I'm Robin Earl, and we'll see you next week.
This is former Chicago Bear Robin Earl. For 7 seasons, you watched me play for the beloved every weekend. Now I empower people's lives every day with my Liberty Chicago team and strive for health, wealth, and happiness. To stay involved in sports, I coach youth football camps and started, believe it or not, a sports talk show called Barely Legal. Join me and my partner, attorney David Spada, as we talk sports, legal issues, have interviews with current and former players, and a whole lot more.
Hey, Robin, give me a chance to talk. Can I get a word in?
Take it easy.
For years, I've been helping SCORE listeners with all their legal issues, traffic violations, personal injury matters, whether on the job or in a car accident, real estate, and more. If you need any of these, call me, attorney David Spada, today at 847-729-COMP. That's 847-729-2667. I'll bail you out like I did my partner here. And also, catch what a former Chicago Bear has to say or grab some legal expertise by logging on to 670thescore.com today and listen to our show, Barely Legal.